Unknown Squared presents Out of the Ashes. Episode 8, Acceptance, Part 2.
Hello. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better. How long was I asleep?
The entire day.
Really? A whole day?
I'm not surprised. I'm sure you needed it.
So, what now?
When you're ready, we'll start again.
Do we have to? I mean, I feel so much better.
You should feel better, but I know you can feel it. There's something else you need to work out. Now sit. Okay. Are you comfortable?
Yep.
Now, touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Place your hands in the shape of a circle in the front of your core. Breathe in for 7 seconds. Breathe out for 5 seconds. Breathe in for 7 seconds. Breathe out for 5 seconds.
Okay, it's not working.
You need to relax. I can feel your tension.
I am relaxed?
You're not. Now, try again. Breathe.
I just think that maybe we could try something different today.
Look, I get it. Yesterday was taxing for both your mind and body. I can see your apprehension to do this again. But this is important for the development of your ability. You need to learn to control this gift, and this is the first step. Let's try again. Now, breathe.
Sorry, I can't do it.
Okay. I didn't want to do this, but there is a way to get you back to that state.
Great! Let's do that.
I love the enthusiasm, but like I just said, I didn't want to have to do this. I could use magic to force you back into that state, but it comes with drawbacks. If I do it this way, if and when you come out of it, you'll be even more drained and even in more pain than last time.
If?
I told you how dangerous this all is. Are you ready to try it again?
Yes.
Breathe.
Still not working.
Fine.
Wait.
Sergei, a bomb brought to you!
The orphanage.
What happened here?
I can't watch this.
Why not?
Let's just go.
We can't go yet.
What? What are we still doing in here?
We can't get out yet. I said this spell forces you into this meditative state, but it also traps you here until the issue is solved. But what exactly is the problem here? This place actually looks nice.
It was. It's just that it wasn't long after my parents' accident, and I wanted to be alone. I needed to be alone. I was sad all the time, and there were times when someone said something I didn't like, or just looked at me wrong, and I would just go off. One night,
what happened? Is that smoke I smell?
There was a new girl in the house, and she was very aggressive towards all the other people. I thought she left me alone because I would usually keep to myself, but that wasn't the case. One day, while I was just sitting in the living room reading, she came over and pulled me out of my chair and onto the ground. And as I lay there, just looking up, she made her way to sit in the chair. I got angry. I was so upset. I could feel my body getting hotter. I felt the flame in the pit of my stomach growing. It was so hot, I could see the heat waves rising off my hands. I tried to stop it. I tried to calm myself down, but just as she sat in the chair, she burst into flames. She ran out of the room screaming in pain. I could hear her skin sizzling. I wanted to stop it. I tried to stop it, but the more I thought about it, the higher the flames grew until the entire house was swallowed by fire. Screams came from everywhere as people realized what was happening and that there was no way out. I walked through the fire trying to help the others, but everywhere I walked, fire followed. Just doing more harm than good. So I ran. I ran out of the house and away from everyone.
You killed them all.
It wasn't my fault. It was this curse.
I want you to remember what you just learned yesterday.
I remember, but look, what kind of gift would kill all these innocent people?
So you see this ability as a curse you can't control. Then why did you try to control it when that bully antagonized you?
I don't know. I wanted to make it stop. I didn't want to hurt anyone.
I know you don't want to hurt people, but you did. And you need to understand why.
This damn curse is the reason why.
You're not remembering what you learned last time. This is all connected.
What the hell am I supposed to learn? I need to go. I can feel that fire in my core growing.
Run as much as you want.
I need to go.
You can't run from yourself.
No? Then what am I supposed to do?
You need to understand why this happened.
Like I said, I know why.
No. You're scratching the surface of this problem. Delve deeper. Why do you consider your ability a curse?
It does nothing but hurt people.
Yes, it has hurt people, as we can see.
Exactly. Nothing good can come of it.
When I was younger, I was so excited to begin my training with magic. Understand, I am a natural in the art of witchcraft, as I was full of myself. My teacher at the time started me on some beginner stuff, and I felt underestimated. I wanted to prove myself, so I snuck a peek into my teacher's grimoire and attempted to try Master's level fire spell. I burned down a part of the forest. I was too weak to stop it. Luckily, my teacher wasn't too far off. She came quick and doused the flames with ease. I swore off magic in front of her, and after she chastised me, she convinced me to keep going. Now, let me ask you, do you see me and my magic as only producing bad outcomes?
No, but you have so much control.
I've had a millennia of practice. It didn't happen overnight. The same goes for you.
Did you really burn down a forest?
Parts of a forest. But yes, not my finest hour. But enough about me. You need to understand this is a gift. But you also need to understand why your gift is hurting people.
I guess it's because I look at it like a curse.
Exactly. You just showed you have what it takes to control it. You said you felt the fire in your core growing, and usually that means your ability is about to manifest, right? Yet nothing was set ablaze. I bet if we look deeper, we'll find more examples of you controlling it. When you focus on the negative, you only see the negative. For too long, you've been seeing this gift as something separate from you. It's not. It's a part of you, and you need to see it as such.
It feels like my head is about to split open.
Lay down. You're gonna need to. The pain is about to get worse.
Yeah, great. Was that it? I just needed to accept this?
Everything that is connected to this ability has gone bad because of your inability to accept this power. You pushed your parents away, not because they wouldn't understand, but because you didn't understand. You were so busy trying to fight it down, pretend it wasn't a part of you. The same goes for all those people you killed. It happened because you wouldn't accept who you are.
I was just so scared, you know, of what everyone would think of me.
I get it. It can be hard to accept.
I hurt so many people.
You have. But now that we've made this step, it's time for you to move forward. Understand that this has all happened. It was sad, but it can't be changed. You've been holding on to all this pain and self-hatred for so long. It's only poisoned your energy and stalled your growth. Not only with your ability, but as a person. If you were to move forward, That can no longer happen. You need to forgive yourself.
Arena. Thank you.
You're welcome. Rest now. We'll meet back up with the others when you're awakened.
Out of the Ashes. Written and edited by Vincent C. Davis. Starring Cedric Willis as Chris, Mana as Tanya, Joshua Cookingham as Luther, Vincent C. Davis as David, Claire Doden as Vanessa, David Hsu as General Caldwell and Elwin, Kira Comagies Davis as Maya, Michelle Lang as Lena, Julian Daly as Captain James Scott, Giuseppe Veneziano as Sergeant Eddie Morales, Rachel Pulliam as Arena, Aaron Summonsby as Izzy, Gabriella Hall as Danny, and Naomi Richards as Serena.